Okay, so can you give me your name and organization?
I'm Emil Frison. I'm a member of the International Panel of Experts on Sustainable Food Systems, IPES Food.
Great. And Emil, we're here at the Agroecology Europe Forum. So is there something going on out there that makes you feel like there's some hope or some positivity or a reason for optimism in agri-food right now?
Actually, there are several. First of all, I have, just in the short time I've been here, I've met several young people that are going back to agriculture through agroecology, and that go realizing that it's going to be a tough job, but they feel that that's the way they should be moving. And I think that's extremely encouraging when we see that the general agricultural population is aging, people move out of agriculture, commit suicide. To see these young people going into agroecology is very encouraging. But besides that, there are other encouraging signs. In the Financial Times yesterday, there were four pages about sustainable food systems, the need for regenerative agriculture, the recent reports of the IPCC on land that recognize the need for transformative change, and actually all the particular recommendations they are given very much are, even though they don't use the term agroecology, actually they are advocating for an agroecological approach. And the same for the IPBES report on biodiversity. And so there are so many signs now that show that we have to engage in transformative change, and that agroecology is an important way, if not the way, to go.